Peace and love. Peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Linda! Linda Isaiah, Pastor Linda's Isaiah, back house. On the program today, looking pretty fresh after a big weekend. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you.
I am a housewife who has not figured it out, and it's nice to walk alongside other housewives, other working women, where we travel along the same road of just trying to seek the Lord in our imperfections and joy. And I'm so glad that you're with me as a sister, Linda.
I love it. Wouldn't want to be next to anybody else but Brooke Taylor.
Well, and we're going to talk about that, forming a community of women. And for our ultimate mother and the mother of our Lord Jesus, I want to kick off the show in that way, because this week is actually the Feast of the Assumption, which in my faith tradition is a big deal, dates all the way back to the 4th century. And for those that don't know, it is a major solemnity in the liturgical calendar for Catholics. It's a holy day of obligation. So out of the box, I want to talk about that. And then coming up, we're going to talk about this Ladies' Night Out.
Yes.
We're going to start with Our Lady and then go into all the ladies.
Oh, wow.
All the single ladies, all the married ladies.
Yes, it was awesome. It's not a good enough word for it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It is not a good enough. You had to, if you missed it, I'm sad for you. Of course, we're going to talk about it. If you missed it, I'm sad for you, because you had to be there.
Well, and that's what I was hoping, was to bring my recorder, which I did, and capture sound to be able to get some interview and some audio. But you know, and I knew too, with events like this, you're running around so much, it's hard to do it.
It was.
And so we're going to do our best to kind of recreate those heavenly moments. And I don't say that lightly. It's not a sentiment, but I think we all felt something special.
Absolutely.
So
it
we'll
was
go
all
into
over
that.
The room. Okay.
And speaking of heaven touching earth, or earth touching heaven, that's what we want to step out with. And that is the Feast of the Assumption, when Mary was assumed into heaven, body and soul. So the celebration for the West goes all the way back to the mid-7th century, but with the Eastern Church dates back to the 4th century. And I would have loved to have a little padre in your pocket with Father Nathan talking about this. There's nobody better than him to really bring to life why it is that we observe the Feast of the Assumption, what it means, and how, even though it might not be written in any formal book in Scripture, that tradition dates all the way back, and the places that are marked in the Holy Land. So, but he actually, Father Nathan, is in the mountains with.
I know, I saw that.
Well, for 21 days.
I know.
I think that sounds great. I don't know. Maybe that would be too much.
Oh, no. I would love that. The solitude. Getting in touch with God. Because in nature, we see God. And being away from cell phones. I would love that. Oh, yes.
And he's going to be celebrating his ordination anniversary on August 22nd.
I know.
Which
I saw that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Spiritual bouquet. So we want to offer prayers. I'll put that in the show notes, too, just if anyone wants to send him a note.
That's what it said. They had an address. I might drop him something.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
So he normally would be great, but we'll be back, I think, in September, and we'll check in. Before that, he was on a pilgrimage in Spain. So it's been hard. That's just how his summers roll, though.
That
so we'll
wonderful.
Get him back.
Wonderful. Amazing man. He's an amazing man.
In the meantime, though, I wanted to just give you a little bit of an understanding of the Feast of the Assumption. And again, dates back to the apostles, really, when you look at tradition, because what was clear from the beginning was that there were no relics of Mary to be venerated, that an empty tomb stood on the edge of Jerusalem near the site of her death. And then that location became a place of pilgrimage. People began to go and pray there. Today, the Benedictine Abbey of Dormition of Mary stands on that spot, which we're going to see in our pilgrimage to the Holy Land. And then in the 8th century, St. John Damascene was known for giving sermons at the holy places in Jerusalem at the tomb of Mary. This is what he said. So it's a quote. He says, "Although the body was duly buried, it did not remain in the state of death, neither was it dissolved by decay. You were transferred to your heavenly home, O Lady, Queen of Mother of God and Truth." He goes on to say, "The presence of Mary illumines the entire world, so that even the holy city above has now a more dazzling splendor from the light of this virginal lamp. With good reason, thanksgiving and the voice of praise resound today throughout the courts of heaven. Let us not complain, For here we do not have a lasting city, but we seek one that is to come, the same city which the Blessed Mary entered today. And that's St. Bernard, actually, of Clairvaux, the last part of the quote there. So we begin with prayer, asking Our Lady to pray for us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Linda, we were at a little shindig over the weekend that for me was one of the most beautiful aspects of the evening was the differences. I mean, I, in my faith, observe the Feast of the Assumption. You don't, but we have each other.
Yes.
I love the expression of your worship, which when we did this ladies' night was really brought forth.
Yeah.
The hallelujahs, the hands raised.
Sister Meyer was yelling. I said, oh gosh.
She's going to
keep yelling. I know.
Hallelujah.
Oh gosh.
And she's going to be 78.
I know.
And
I
looks
know.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
And
did
she
you
is.
See her on Facebook?
She
Jim
no.
took a picture of us on Facebook.
Oh, yes, I did.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah.
With
Trish Berg.
Yes.
Yeah, who's an author,
right,
speaker, writer.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, that's what it's about, though, is you hear and feel and experience this, what Jesus said at the Last Supper, that we may be one.
Yeah.
And it's like this living, breathing body.
Yeah.
That was our aim when we put this ladies' night together. So
yes, it was.
I wanted to just give a few highlights, just to give you the scoop. It was a Saturday evening. We had a full chapel of women.
Yes, we did. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. And all we were doing was hugging and kissing people from the Arise Conference, and for me, from LCI Ministries conferences, people who came from Cleveland to surprise me,
that
Indiana,
was
Columbus.
Yep.
We had Angela.
Yep.
And then Angela and Melissa went to Donna's house and had a slumber party.
And these were all women that just met at the Arise
just
Retreat.
Just met.
That's what we talked about. That was our prayer. It wasn't just going to be one weekend.
Right.
But there has been a budding relationship.
A connection.
Donna's a widow.
Yes.
And has a home, a spot, you know, places for rooms,
right,
people to stay.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find a hotel because here in this area, it was Football Hall of Fame weekend. Huge.
And
all the inductees.
And the Firestone Invitational.
Right. Golf.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Golf.
So it just...
It was like family.
Yeah.
You just felt like you were with family all the way around. And then see the Arise team and the LCI Ministry team.
Which is your team.
My team is LCI Ministries. Yeah, Linda Coleman, Isaiah Ministries, and the Arise team is Brooke's team. And they had never met before.
Right.
We had a quick meeting, and it was quick, like 5 minutes. Do what you're supposed to do. Get your happy face on. Let's go. And they're
because you said,
yeah, I did, didn't
resting
I say
face.
I said, no, I don't want a resting face. And they were like, what's a resting face? This. Bring your face up. Smile. Get happy. Hug people. Because what happens is when you're in those environments, especially if you have control issues, you have a tendency to always be about business. We got to move to the next thing. That's not what we're here for. We're listening to God. And every woman that comes in that, in the chapel or into Walsh, we want to greet them, hug them, love them, be happy that they're there, and anticipate what God is going to do. So I always tell people, leave your suitcases at home, whatever baggage that you have. When you come to LCI Ministry and you're working for the kingdom, put that in the trunk.
Yep.
I don't want to hear you. It'll be there when you get back.
Right.
Get ready to love and care, because we don't know the burdens that people are carrying, women are carrying. We don't know what it took for them to get there.
Yeah, that's the truth.
We have no idea. We knew what it took for us to get there.
Right.
I know, because you're in the middle of a whole lot for you to get there. And you know, I came from Cleveland, ministered in Cleveland, got home, drank some water.
You had a whole event
you
were speaking at.
I didn't change clothes. I said, I'm going with what I have on. Got the neighbor. They all came over. I had a pastor from New York I was hosting, took her with me. Okay, get in the car. Let's go. And... to see
and
everybody.
You brought pound cake.
I brought pound cake.
Because you know, women, you've got to have food. Everybody, if you're going to have a gathering, you got to have
homemade pound cake, ladies.
That's
too. And Jim just loved it. I brought homemade pound cake. The other ladies brought stuff. And it was a God moment.
Yes.
It was an aha moment.
Through and through. Because Lori Triplett, which... if you've heard my podcast, you maybe got a snippet of her music. I'm also really excited to say that... in discussion over a couple weeks back and forth, and especially then after this event, she is coming to the Arise retreat. She's going to do evening worship and needs a retreat herself. So I'm excited about that.
I'm excited to have her.
You're speaking. You're there the whole weekend.
And I inboxed her some things I wanted to say to her that was on my heart because she shared her heart of rejection and inadequacy with us. And it was so painful for her to share. And for those of us who are sitting there, it's like we wanted to rush up and say, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Because she is a performer. And when you know someone is having a hard time getting through on stage, there is some deep, raw pain there. Because it wasn't as if she couldn't go on, but you could tell, I think for all of us, she visibly brought forth what is inside our heart that you talk about, that we kind of stuff down and don't grieve over.
Right.
And everybody was crying with her because we just were feeling this, that she has, it's okay to grieve, but she's been stuck there.
Yes.
She's been stuck there.
She hadn't been able to move. And I think because she could express it and allow her tears to flow and to be okay with that. And that song that she wrote was beautiful. She has no deal have any idea how many women she blessed with that song
that she wrote for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're talking about it at the church. The ladies were talking about it Sunday. But they're talking about the conference too. I mean, they're just buzzing. So the girl, it was anointed. Oh, it was great.
Well, yeah, because we're jumping all over, which we can't help it not do.
Right,
but it started, we started with just, well, the theme, first of all, was Proverbs 31:25. She is clothed with strength and dignity.
Yes.
She can laugh at the days to come, which is a tough one because I think we, at least me, can get good at crying.
Right.
And that statistic, which I thought was funny, we both had about how often
kids laugh versus how often we laugh.
And it's cited a lot, but it's worth revisiting.
Yes, it is.
Because somewhere along the line, it's like we need to relearn
how to laugh.
And we know that life is heavy and it's difficult, especially in the midst of grief, to wonder, how am I ever going to laugh again?
Right.
But it's so healing.
It is.
You talked about Norman Cousins and that he was diagnosed with something. And instead of taking painkillers and different things, he purposed to laugh.
That really was medicine. So he could laugh and he was healed.
Yeah.
He was healed.
He slept better.
Yes, he slept because he laughed. But we live so serious, including me. I know people think I'm funny, and I guess I am funny, but I don't go home laughing. And I'm not that way at home. So that challenged me to say, what's wrong with you? That you
even though you're really funny. But
it's just what I do, you know. But when I go home, I'm not funny. I'm so serious. And I said, I want to laugh more. I want to laugh at the dumb stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because it really is funny. Some of the things that go on in our day-to-day as women, you want to say, now that's just funny. Instead of being angry about it.
And we're called to be holy fools, to embrace kind of the silliness of life.
Yes.
And again, it doesn't mean ignorance. It doesn't mean to be, a Pollyanna. It just means to know that at the end of the day, we are not in control as much as we think we are.
Right.
And that we trust. And the analogy I used there was like a little girl who is twirled around by her daddy. You know, that is such a beautiful sight when a little girl has a dress and she's just so free, knowing that her daddy has her. And that is what we should be, and anticipation.
In Christ, yes. In
that. So I think, that reminder that the decisions we've made or have not made, have reason to hope and laugh. And you talked, too, about God working with our decisions.
He works because, we are so rigid. We see God in a box. It's like Maria posted something, I don't remember Maria's last name, on Facebook about Divine Mercy book and talking about grief. Because he's merciful, because he's kind, because he's good. Just like we should raise our children, we guide and we lead them. He gives us the word of God. He guides and leads us. And he says, now, if you just want to go over there and do that, he's not going to hold you. Go on and do it. And I'll be right here when you come back, baby, and I'll work with whatever you got. Now, there are some consequences, and sometimes it works out good, and other times you're going to get a good whooping behind it. But he still never gives up on us. He still is always there. He never, ever leaves us with any choice that we make. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You can talk about rapists and all that. I mean, the most deviant people. But God doesn't see them like we see them.
Yeah.
If they're willing to be obedient, He works with it.
It's so interesting you bring that up, because we're doing this. It's called Walking with Purpose Bible Study. Mm-hmm. That really stemmed from Lisa in Colorado and is with women across the country. So we connect on Skype and online. And the last entry was just about that. And where can I go? Where can I run from your love?
Right.
If I make my bed in Sheol, you are
right.
there. If I go
right.
to the corner of the sky,
That's
you are
right.
there.
That's right.
And there's
nothing can separate us from
the love. Nothing is beyond you. That's
nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Even in death. We're not separated from God's love.
And that really struck me, because there's a song and it says, there's nothing I could do that would make me love, that would make you love me less.
That's right.
There's nothing I could do that would make you love me more.
Right.
And it bothered me because
yes.
I thought, okay,
right.
so God loves me as much as he loves Jeffrey Dahmer, as much as I am trying and as much as I am seeking to be a saint. But it's not... It's us who turn our back on him.
That's right.
Through sin, we turn our back on him. He never, his love is unchanging.
That's right.
And I think I really had to work through that. Father never Nathan shame. Helped me too in yeah. terms of spiritual direction on that, because I was kind of like a pouting. I mean, it's the prodigal son story.
Yeah.
You're thinking, I'm trying to do all the right things.
Right.
And I know people who have manipulated and used and
right.
taken advantage. And it's not fair. You know, of
right.
course, that immaturity that we can sometimes be guilty of.
Right.
Because we want all of our father. Father, look. We've done this,
right?
But like you said, we're all at different places.
And he died for everybody.
Yeah.
It's level around the cross. I don't care mm-hmm. who you are, I don't care how much money you got, I don't care where you live, how tall you are, how small you are, what color you are. And God works with your, if you repent, if you're willing to say you're sorry, God works with you.
Yeah.
I love that. But that's a hard concept. We want a list of things. We'd
yeah.
be better off if you gave me a list of things, because I'll follow the list of things and I know I'm good. But God doesn't work that way. He's
yeah.
not going to give you a list of things, because then you're working it out instead of living it out every
right.
day.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Because if we raise that, that's how we want to raise our kids, with a list. But it doesn't work that way.
Boy, do I know it.
Right. Exactly. They're going to make their own decisions, y'all. I'm telling y'all that right now.
Well, why do you think the ladies' night was so important?
Oh, I think, number one, because of the racial divide in America. I think, number two, because we turn our head to it as people and we don't want to face it. I think, three, because there are people who want to know about other cultures, denominations, and races, and they don't know how to do it. How can I get to know somebody that's black? How can I get to walk in the white world? How can we get together? If the church can't do it, who can do it?
And I think that is...
And we're mandated to do it. Because when we get to heaven, it's what we saw Saturday night is how heaven is going to be.
Yeah.
And won't be any... gonna be.
I think that you tapped into something so true and mm-hmm. needed, is that we want to learn about each other's cultures.
Yes.
And that's why we did the small groups, because it was an opportunity not just to sit. And it was really funny, because you said when everyone came in, you said, the blacks are on this side, the
yes.
whites are. You said, but that's going to change.
Yes, yes. It's when we did the groups, it changed.
Yeah, everybody was mixed in.
And did you see after it was over, ladies, and it's Saturday night, 9:30, 9:45, and people were still sitting there talking.
Yeah, they were.
And
you're like, boy, you guys like to talk.
I'm telling you.
But, a long day.
I know, I had a long day. But the other thing was, when you walked out of the chapel and you looked out on the garden, the flower garden, and all the places where people were meeting, it was a beautiful sight. We had that older set on the right side. I could tell that they were widowed, so that's why I had to say something to them. And then you had in the back these young people. And then to the left, you had people who were about 65. And then you had some 70s. And then you had those who were in their 30s with children.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing group. But by the time we finished, they were all meshed together.
Yeah.
Everybody was meshed together. I think the other thing is, Brooke, we are examples. We didn't start out to be friends, and we didn't start out as an example. We just started talking, and the next thing we know, we have a relationship. And that's what we're trying to say. We want to create environments so that you can begin to walk into somebody else's life. We are all sisters.
Yeah, I think that for me was where I started to get teary-eyed. Exciting
about. What are you guys talking about?
Lady stuff, girl stuff. Mr. Gus, his cameo.
I know. I told Gus I got some shoes for him.
Church shoes.
Yes.
The exciting part is December 9th. We're doing it again.
Yes. And show, Lori's coming back.
Who? Yeah, Lori Triplett's coming back for music. This show is heard all over the country. It's heard all over the world, actually, downloaded across the globe. But, and so I don't want to focus too much on just this little region that we're in, but it is important to know for your calendar. If, and I'll see you in December. I know I'll see you before that.
Oh, yeah,
but
we'll see before that.
Saturday, December 9th, it will be at Walsh University. This time it'll be at the Barrett Center, which is really nice. They do wedding receptions there. They do banquets there. And there's a fireplace. It'll be all decorated for Christmas. And it's only $30, which I think is a great price for everything.
I think for me, vendors.
I've especially embraced the value of events like that because I know that I need to have the stillness in the busyness of that season, or else I'm not going to be able to have the holiday that I want.
Right.
I'm just going to get caught up in who's on my list. I didn't get this. Money's tight. Whatever the case might be.
Right.
But that to me is an investment in the spiritual gift of the season. Right. So I think it's going to be good. So we'll post once we have the event. I'm building the site now, but once it's up, I'll post that.
Okay. Absolutely. We'll be there.
Yay! Well, thanks for coming on. And it's funny because the reality is we have a house showing.
Yeah. And we got to get out of here.
I don't, this is not going to last much longer. We can't do it. I'm about to lose my mind. So thank you for coming over.
Thank you for having me.
You're
great.
Welcome. I love you. We'll see you soon.
I love you too.
And
bye.
We can find, we know we can connect with you on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
Thanks,
yes.
Linda.
Bye.
Arise, shine. Glory of the Lord is risen. Arise, shine. The glory of the Lord is risen. Arise, shine. The glory of the Lord is risen.
He took the child by the hand and said to her, Talitha cum, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. That is Mark 5:41, and that is the theme of our retreat for Arise 2018. It's in the gospel, the story. Jesus himself says those words, and he says, arise, live, be healed, be restored, and that is what the weekend away is all about. So that's why we picked for this year that particular theme. And our pre-sale tickets, I want to just get you up to speed on everything because we have some pretty exciting updates. They went on sale Friday, August 11th. So I wanted to just take a minute and say thank you for that. Everyone who purchased a ticket already made the commitment to be there on Divine Mercy Weekend. That's April 5th through the 8th, 2018. Those tickets, by the way, did not go on sale for the general public. Nobody knows about it. It's not on social media or anything, but we're limited just to the Good Things Radio listeners as well as past retreatants. And in one day, we sold out of the single occupancy rooms with bath. We only have five left of the double occupancy rooms with bath, and we do still have plenty of double occupancy rooms left in general without the bath. That's the good news. But if you're still thinking about it, I would get your tickets. And I'll say too, the tickets have never gone on sale as early as we released them this time, but we needed to just so that we could pay the retreat house, do the whole thing. But it is exciting. We have women coming from Oklahoma, California, Virginia, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Colorado. Did I say Pennsylvania? And of course, we have a bunch from Ohio too. But get this, I can't believe it. We have our very first ever international retreatant coming all the way from Cuba. Wow, wow, wow. I think that actually deserves a double yaya. What? God is so good. You know, he puts people in our path for a purpose. And I know that we've all seen that again and again. And so often, I think all we need to do is be available to that when he calls. So I'm excited. Just again, the way that north, south, east, west, near and far, everybody comes together. And what I've seen, especially in this last year of bonding, and I don't want to overstate it. You know, a retreat can't solve all the problems, and not everybody in the retreat is going to come away floating out of there. But I do think that's the beauty, just like any pilgrimage or anything else, is that the blessings and graces continue to come back over time and again. And the caliber of leaders that we have on this retreat, I think, speaks very highly. Father Nathan and the way that he teaches, the gift of the power of his preaching and the commitment he has to making the Arise retreat special, as well as Linda, the entire Arise team. So with a team like that, when you have that kind of leadership so dedicated, I just feel like it really does show. It does make a difference. And every year we learn and grow. So
Thank you. And tickets are still available if you want to attend. And if you don't, then praise God, because I know he has something amazing for you and there will be something else in your path. It just might be a different thing. So just wanted to share that good news and a big, big thank you.
It's Brooks.
House.
It's Brooks.
House.
Alrighty, come on in. We've got backpacks starting to get lined up. Uniforms are hanging in the closet. Books are on nightstands. I'm starting to do that now where we have a nighttime routine when the kids are in school. I usually read. It takes a while working my way through each one, but that has been really refreshing. We started to get back into that. Right now with my one son, Garrett, I will mention the book we're into is Hatchet. And this is actually the third time I'm reading this book. It's made the rounds through each one of the boys. If you have a son, I would highly recommend, if you've not gotten into Gary Paulson, to read one of his books. So he's a Newbery Award winner, really focuses a lot on outdoors and survival, that sort of stuff. But Garrett and I are actually working our way through that. And I'm pulling out my Samantha Brown luggage, which I should have probably used my favorite things liner for this. I'll go into it another time. But if you are looking for good luggage, I'm serious. Samantha Brown, it's really good. It's on HSN. And I'm getting it out because I'm getting ready for a trip. I'm super excited about that. And it's a beach birthday getaway, actually. And I shared a little bit about this. I had a free voucher from Delta. It was going to expire. So, you know, me and the beach, always longing for that. And so a girlfriend of mine, my bestie Jen, and I and her new little baby are going to actually just go get away for a couple of days, which means there will not be a show next week. But there are some pretty important things going on that I do want to just tell you, be on the lookout in the meantime. So number one, that is a project that I'm working on. I'm going to be actually recording this week. It's a back to school rosary. So several years ago, I had written meditations that correspond with the joyful mysteries of the rosary and the new school year. And I have had requests. I had it on my blog a while back, and it was kind of word of mouth. I had sent it to one teacher in Wisconsin, then I got another request for it, but I've never done anything with it. So I decided to just make a simple audio project. That's it. It will be available for download. And even if you already started school, it's not like a first day of school type thing. It's really just a reminder to lift up our intellect, our heart to God, to have mercy on fellow students, those with learning differences. All those petitions are lifted up in this back to school rosary. So as soon as possible, we are going to have it in a downloadable form, which I'm really excited about, with the help of my wonderful producer. So my hope is to send out a newsletter, all the details, give you the link, but you can also email me directly if you are interested in this, if you'd like the link. I'm going to share it on social media when it's out. So that's coming up between now and the next show. So that means actually the next show will not air until Monday, August 28th. And you do not want to miss it because we have a very special guest on that program. Her name is Timory Millington. I actually met her through Father Nathan and we've known each other for about a year, but she specializes in sexuality, also feminism, gender ideology. And she's really young, this brilliant young woman. She's a speaker. She has a nationally syndicated show. It's called Trending with Timory and Don Johnson. And Don Johnson is the filmmaker, if you might remember, behind the movie Convinced. Talked about that, I think, around Lent. Maybe it was Advent that it was out when I had seen it. But together, they do a show. And she herself, she has a degree in theology. She works at a pregnancy crisis center. She's a sidewalk counselor. Just going to cover a lot of our cultural issues. I don't want you to miss that episode because I think there's a lot of food for thought that's going to be coming in that show. As always, your feedback is greatly appreciated. So you can send an email at feedback@goodthingsradio.com. Anytime, you can also Voxer. It's a free app, quick to download. My name is Brooke Taylor, Brooke with an E, Brooke Taylor and the number one. And you can leave your input that way as well. Special thanks to my friend Linda Isaiah for taking the time to be on the program, share hearts, recap the ladies' night out, and a big, huge note of appreciation to everyone who's coming to the Arise Retreat. And of course, as always, a big thank you to my producer, Mark Cumming from Cumming Home Studio. That is where I'm going. I actually mentioned I'm going to be there for the Rosary Project, so God bless him for that. Please lift up his family in prayer too, if you would think of it as well. We ask Our Lady, the Mother of our Redeemer, pray for us. Until next time, friends, God bless you.